The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this 6th day of July, 2011. Before I bring up my guests today, Joyce Rosenwald and Peter Neese, they've got the day off. I have Tom Leach coming up, and he'll be with us in just a couple of minutes here. Little heads up, just in case you people down in New Zealand are just listening to the program and you don't watch TV. You got a tsunami coming your way. Evidently, it's following a 7.6 magnitude earthquake off of Kermendeck Island. And I don't know where that is. At any rate, they reported the quake struck at 7:03 a.m. at a depth of 20 kilometers. That's pretty deep. And that was centered 211 kilometers east of Raoul Island. Seismologist, a guy by the name of John Bellini, with the U.S. Geological Survey's National Earthquake Information Center, said it was uncertain if the tsunami was on the way to New Zealand. Well, apparently it is. This is also going to affect the Kermadec, I think I'm saying that right, islands. That's an island chain just 800 kilometers north of New Zealand. So if you didn't feel the rumble, you had a 7.6 magnitude earthquake, and you're going to have some big waves hitting the shores of New Zealand. I want to get into this a little bit later on in the program. And just like the government to come up with all kinds of disinformation, just when there's a full court press on the Fed to dump the TSA for obvious reasons, this is nothing more than a conditioning process to get people used to, well, anybody with a shiny badge and a gun doing anything they want to you, basically. That's bottom line. And story goes now that, the Islamic jihadists out there are actually considering implanting bombs surgically within their bodies. Just about the time they're getting ready to roll out their new version of the full body scanners.
Yeah.
I can see the logic behind that one. So I'll get into that in a little bit later on in the program. And I'm going to have Tom Leach on today with me, and we're going to talk about a number of issues. And we'll get to that right after this. And a shout-out to my webmaster. Brian D. Hill has been trying to get a hold of you. And he has an interview that was done with Jim Tucker down in Virginia, and he wants to get that posted. I just gave him your cell number. I haven't given it to anybody else. If you don't want me to, tell me. Otherwise, I will. At any rate, we'll be back on the other side with Tom Leach right after this break. And by the way, folks, thank you for responding to our sponsors out there. Support the sponsors. They're what keeps us on the air. TerraVim and all of them.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. Tom Leach, are you with me, sir?
Yes, sir. John, how are you doing tonight?
Fair to middle and mostly good. I'm just afeard that the Islamic jihadists are going to jump on our airplanes with belly bombs. Just about the time that the crescendo, it's reaching a crescendo that even in politics, Ron Paul carrying the banner here to dump the TSA in their so-called security measures. We see a story coming out of Chicago that, they're now enlisting surgeons that will implant chemical bombs in them and or other type of explosives so they can get out of the scanner units. So, you know, when they grope you, they won't be able to, you know. Yeah.
Well, isn't this all a big agenda that was created from 9/11?
Well, I'm still wondering. You know, I've said this before, Tom, that how many of the people of the Middle East have we killed unnecessarily?
Absolutely. This has been going on for thousands of years, too, not just, a few years.
Well, and a lot of people really don't know. I mean, they sit and watch Fox News, or they'll sit and watch some political pundit on C-SPAN, and they think they know about the Middle East history. They don't know anything about these people.
Right.
Except what they've been told on Fox News, that they're a bunch of crazy towel-wearing jihadists that want to see all of America dead. And don't you know that the Sharia law is taking over America? And I'm looking at this and I'm going, yeah, okay, I know who owns the media and I understand propaganda, but you're pressing a little bit too far. I mean, even Harry Reid today, Tom, backed off of this allowing Obama supposedly to carry on with his humanitarian mission in Libya, so much so that Muammar Gaddafi said, look, I'll back out, let my son run. You know, he's either going to be elected or he's not. And, you know, what else do you want? You know, tell me what Muammar Gaddafi has done to the United States. Did he poison our water? Did he blow up dams? What has Muammar Gaddafi done to the American people? Did I miss something?
Nothing that I know about.
Yeah. So, you know, here it's the Institute of War. And we've been under this for, some 60, 70 years now. And as you look at this and you really get down to who was doing what and who wanted what to happen, who's the one group of people, whether which side, good, bad, or indifferent, wins, it's always the bankers. So,
right.
You know, we've been closely tied to the United Nations. And, well, it's just a keep. They just keep cycling this war thing, supposedly for humanitarian reasons, and we want to set people free. Well, I guess that would be the ultimate set me free is kill me. I mean, if I'm in the Middle East right now, somebody called me the other day and just was all upset about Sharia law. I said, look, you know, I've even said on this program before, where do you want these people to go? How many millions have been displaced in the Middle East because they don't want a bomb dropped in their lap? They don't want to see their family members blown to human confetti. They get out because we're over there killing tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of these people. And for what reason? Have you heard?
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Were you able to watch that movie I sent to you, that video?
I'm going to tell you, no, I've been extremely busy doing network business, and I have not had a chance to. My apologies.
There's a very good video called Kymatica. It starts with a K, not a C, K-Y-M-A-T-I-C, and it's by Benjamin Stewart. I don't know if you ever heard of him. But he lays all this stuff out, much like Michael Tesserian, same type of deal, on the people that are controlling the media, are creating this perceived fear to move people in the direction that they want them to be moved. So if you create this idea of fear within the people's minds, you can pretty much control them. So the idea is to get the people behind them to create this Christian-Muslim war. Because, like you said, that's what they want.
Well,
they
and
a lot of money out of it.
And we've got classic examples here. World War One, the sinking of Lusitania.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's munitions on board that ship, and even the German government ran full page ads in U.S. newspapers telling people not to go on board to Lusitania. We had World War Two. You know what came out of that? Oh, the surprise attack by the Japanese. It was no surprise.
And about way ahead of time.
Yeah, and, you know, we move up to the Korean War. I don't know exactly what started that one, but Korean War, and then we move to Vietnam, supposedly the Gulf of Tonkin, which was manufactured.
Right.
We roll into the Middle East, weapons of mass destruction. Well, we know the story on that. Donald Rumsfeld brokered the deal, sold Saddam Hussein weapons of mass destruction in the hopes he was going to go kill his neighbor state. Well, and Saddam Hussein got the idea, wait a minute, I got set up here, I'm dumping this stuff. So he dumps it, doesn't stop us, we go into Iraq anyhow for a regime change. And again, what has Saddam Hussein, did he do anything to you or your family?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so, and Afghanistan, and now Libya, and it's going to be Yemen, it's going to be whatever this out of control insane government is going to do next. I mean, look, one of the planks, I guess, of the the finer points of the Communist Manifesto, one of the things that they talked about was having people lose entirely their faith in the United States government. Gee, do you think we're pretty much there right now?
Been there for a while, I think.
Yeah, been there, and we're still doing that. And I... Somebody never, I had a caller, Tom, on, called me on the air the other day and read me something from some woman in Libya that said, hey, and she was just, I mean, just outraged and letting it all hang out, which brought to mind the question, are we responsible for what our government does? While everybody here is trying to separate themselves from the Congress critters and the criminal cabal in Washington, D.C., from a viewpoint from a foreigner looking at the United States and what it's been doing to people all over this globe, I mean, whether it's dropping bombs on them or dropping money bombs, funny money bombs on them, floating derivatives until you break their backs, we are not a favored country anymore. We used to be admired and respected and, in many cases, envied. Now it's like, geez, oh, Pete, what next?
Well, the way Michael Tsarian puts it is that we deserve the governments that are there because we as individuals have not stood up. And, I mean, just with my case with the driver's license. I mean, until people stand up for their rights, they're not going to have any. So until we as individual men and women stand up for our God-given rights and not privileges that are issued by this corporate government, and then you could take the word government, break it into two words. The first word is govern, control. The second word is mente. You take the E off of mente, you've got ment, and that's mind. That's Greek for the mind. So we got control of the mind. So this is all, it's pretty much a psychic war. It's a war on your thoughts.
Well, and... I don't know what has happened to the American people. I honest to God, Tom, I don't know where their minds are. I understand all the distractions. I understand getting fed a steady diet of misinformation. When people watch mainstream media, you want to talk about conditioning, and you watch the media and you sit back critically and watch what they're reporting on versus what the real reality of the situation. Most people that watch mainstream news in this country won't go, let me have some more information on that. You know, let me Google this. Let me find out what other people are saying about this. In other words, there is a plethora, good, bad, and indifferent information on the web. That's not the holy grail of truth by any stretch of the imagination. But that is a venue that cannot be controlled, at least yet. They're trying desperately to do it. But people don't even have the gumption to get up out of their easy chair after they've satiated themselves with dinner, drank a six-pack of beer, and sit down to watch their news and then get to their comedy relief or reality show, which has now become, I guess, their reality. We seem to be adrift in this country with no purpose of life or no purpose of even being American. They don't know what the hell they are anymore. We just had our 235th anniversary. And I challenge anybody to walk up to anybody in the street and ask them what does it mean to be an American? And see what kind of answer you get, if you get an answer at all. What you usually get is a dumbstruck look. They don't know. Because we've had some bad things happen to us here. We've had the international bankers move in. We've had the little socialist slash communist move in on us. I always liked the quote, we'll take your country without firing a shot. We'll take it down from within. Well, if Barry Sartorial sitting in the White House right now is not a classic example of that, how many of those people, Tom, had the gumption rather than look at Mr. Hope and Change and pretty slick, reminds me a lot of a black Bill Clinton, quite a wordsmith and very easy around the public, but did they bother to look into this man's background? Who was his associations? You know, he claimed that he got his degree and he attended Occidental College. On and on and on it goes. But if people really look at this man's background and who he was schooled by, I mean, hell, he was working for the CIA.
Right.
Now, you didn't hear that on Fox News, and you won't see any critical reporting on who the hell this man really is. You are the totality of your experiences and education in life. Look who's been educating Barack Hussein Obama. We'll take the break. My guest, Tom Leach, will be back in a minute.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we are back talking with Tom Leach today. Tom, do you have a website or anything?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay. All right. Just in, you didn't tell me, and I didn't ask, so. I just did. Okay.
I'm just a regular guy that likes to do a lot of reading and trying to figure out, you know, where all this stuff started and where it's going.
Well, we know where it's going. It's just how fast is it going to take them to get us there? The project is world governance, and it's being pawned off as being economically viable for all players on the field. Now, when you think about that, if you were just absolutely stupid to anything else going on, that wouldn't sound so bad. Well, wait a minute. What's wrong with trading worldwide? I mean, doesn't that mean opportunity in business and expanded markets and all of these things? Except for one problem. What they want to set up is a world socialist government, and there are going to be people appointed. Nobody's going to be elected. Whatever somebody decides in a foreign country will apply to us as well through treaty and trade agreements. There's nothing free about this. And what this is the Mac Daddy of all global end run for commerce purpose. And for those in business, doesn't sound like a bad deal. But for autonomy, for sovereignty, for the sake of your own law, your freedom and your liberty, and anything else, that all goes out the window.
Well, right, because they've taken away real money, and that's not just in this country. That's in any country you go to. All the countries are under a fiat currency. So if you don't really have the ability to pay a debt, they had to create this admiralty jurisdiction and create two of you, one of which was created by a birth certificate by the state that's a title to your name. And I'll give you something to think about. Barron's Dictionary on Banking. Certificate, a paper establishing an ownership claim. So from the time you're born, you're owned by the bankers. So, you know, if you don't know this stuff and you're trying to deal with your daily life with Federal Reserve notes, which falls under the Trading with the Enemies Act, you don't even realize that you're an enemy of the state. And you don't even know who the state is. See, in my humble opinion, the state is the Federal Reserve. So the Federal Reserve owned you from the day you're born.
Well,
at least they own that certificate. They own that title to your name that they try to attach to you.
And, of course, we have a little thing about bankruptcy. What was it, March 9th of 1933?
Right.
And a trust was set up, and we have been in continual, without a break, bankruptcy in this country. And that was dealing with and what caused it was the fantastic Federal Reserve system.
Right.
And people just don't grasp this. They're angry at the bankers right now. We had a call, Sean called in from Greece yesterday, and he was in Athens, and he was there to witness the protests going on. And, you know, it's very fundamental and very simple. The banks have set the countries up, and they're there to knock them down, to strip the assets. And then what's going on right now in Greece, part of the agreement for getting this bailout money, is that, private companies, private corporations, more specifically, are able now to walk in and strip out the state's assets. This is going on to a more limited degree. Caller called in yesterday from Florida, and he says, guess what? They're doing that with the state parks. These things are going to be privatized. So it's going to be a continual stripping of assets because, the only thing that's really left is what God made, and he didn't make any more real estate than we see today.
True.
You know, I'm just absolutely flabbergasted by the level of ignorance of the American people. And I don't think that they've really been told, hey, there's a Chinese fire drill going on right now. You know, and here are the reasons why things are going on. The guy told me from Greece yesterday, he said, you know, I did my own little sample poll. And he said, the people of Greece are mad at the United States for starting this stuff. And it did originate here, with our federal gangsters right inside of our own country. You know, you repeal the Glass-Steagall Act. You open up the derivatives market, and hell, that's like Vegas. What goes on here stays here. Well, it just didn't stay here. It spread worldwide. And it has caused systemic problems with every industrialized nation, or as you put it, ironically, every industrialized nation is operating on the fiat money system. So this had to come to roost, back home to roost one day, and here it is. But they really don't understand what's behind this. They don't understand the machinations of these people and building their world government. They just don't get it. They've heard it before. Oh, the New World Order, that's just business. That's transnational corporations doing business. And after all, we're going to have rules and regulations. And to them, you know, they're looking at one small slice of this, one small facet of it, and they're not taking in totality what this thing really means. And who are the people to bring it to us? The world bankers and their associated criminals operating in every industrialized country. Except maybe for some countries over the Middle East, and you see what's happening to them right now. You're going to have your fiat-based currency, you're going to have your Mickey D's, and you're going to have your XXX movie theaters, and by the way, women will have full rights with men. And on the story goes. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We have had just a plethora of people out there with their little private organizations, just cooking up, you know, worldview and how things should be. Where did all this stuff come from? Well, we're familiar with the Council on Foreign Relations operating inside the United States. You know, just business leaders. You know, I saw this quote one time of one of the CFR members, and I forget who it was, but I remember the quote. He said, well, this is just a conglomeration of just business leaders and politicians and foundations and just groups of people that they just want to see the world do good. And I thought, you know, we've got the Bilderbergs, we got the Trilateralists, we got the Club of Rome people. And speaking of Club of Rome people, I've always asked this question, why in the heck does the Roman Catholic Church, why do they run around with these little yarmulkes on their heads?
Am I going to take over from there?
That was your segue, sir.
Yeah, I've got a good friend of my dad's is a Jewish man, and he's a very, very nice man. And I asked him one time, I said, Harvey, I said, why does the Pope wear a Jewish yarmulke? And he said, you know, I've always thought about that. That's been strange to me. I said, well, you understand that there's a faction, there's the Orthodox Jew and there's the Zionist Jew. He says, yeah, I'm well aware of it, and the Orthodox can't stand the Zionists. I said, well, the Pope is the head of the Zionist movement. So if you go back in history, now, the way I found out about this stuff is I had to read really old history books printed in the 1800s. And if you follow the history of banking from the First National Bank of the United States in 1791 to the Bank of England in 1694, and then it goes back to the Bank of Rome was the first bank in modern times. It goes back before that, too, but in modern times, the Bank of Rome was the first bank. So Rome has always controlled the money situation. I mean, if you go back into the very early days of the Middle Ages, the kings and queens would pay homage to the Pope and pay him with jewels and gold and silver because that was their way of getting him, the Pope, to bless them and make sure that they go to heaven, which sounds pretty strange to me, but that's the way they thought because everything was done on a fear basis.
I didn't know that God took master charge. You know, well, and here's the question. The question is, it's kind of the chicken and the egg deal. Which came first? Was it the chicken or was it the egg? Was it the Jesuits or was it the Jews?
Well, I think it goes back before, it goes back into Babylon. The Jesuits were created in 1540 by a Spanish general by the name of St. Ignatius Loyola. And he went to the Pope and got blessed to become the first Jesuit general. Now, the Jesuits are the military sect. They're called the Order of Jesu or the Order of Jesus, where they rule the Holy See. Now, you got to understand what the Holy See is. The Holy See is that chair the Pope sits on. And there's a story about that that goes back into the Middle East. The Muslim people actually owned that chair before the Pope. So, like I said before, this is an old, old deal where the so-called Christians have been at war with the Muslims for thousands of years. And there's to this day, they're still at war. So, in my humble opinion, the Jesuits are working behind the scenes to foment this agitation, this war persona, just like you went through with World War I and World War II and Korea and Vietnam. You know, not many people know that there were 1 million Buddhist priests killed in Vietnam because they would not convert to Catholicism.
Well, and, you know, excuse me for saying this, Tom, but, you know, if this Muslims had been at war with the Christians for millennia, then why did we end up with a Judeo-Christian religion in this country?
It goes back to dualism. You can create two different sections and have them oppose each other in order to create this friction to create war. You know, you can't have democracy without the Democrats without the Republicans. You can't have any of these opposites that they've created so that they can create their agenda.
So following this reasoning, are you going to tell me that the Jesuits are setting up the Jews to be the fall guys?
That's possible, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. And this is something, and the listeners to this broadcast that know me, I've been on the air for a while, and I have always poo-pooed this Jesuit thing. Because as I look who the money structure and the power is, it's the Zionist. I don't see the Jesuit stamp on this thing. What alls I see are the Zionist or pretended Jew?
Well, everything's done to create a perception. That's why they have all these different, like you were talking about before, the CFR, the Bilderbergers, you know, it could go on and on and on. They've got to layer all these layers on there because they got to confuse you as to what's really going on behind all that. It actually goes back to Babylon and the Tower of Babel. They got to create the so many different sections of what's going on that there's no way a regular man's going to figure out what all this is all about.
Well, and how much of an impact would that have if our banking system wasn't based on the fiat idea?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, if you go back into the Masons and the Knights Templar, they were actually the first bankers in Europe. Now, there's a story that the Knights Templar were created by the church. They paid them off to move their agenda forward. So they were just a front guy. They made nothing. These Knights Templar got rich in a very short period of time. How did that happen? So, you know, it got to a point with the Knights Templar that they got so rich that they said, well, we don't even need the church anymore. We'll just, you know, break off from them. Well, that didn't work either because what happened, of course, not many people know this story, Friday the 13th. It goes back to 1307 when the head of the Knights Templar was burned at the stake on Friday the 13th. So
and here I just thought it was about don't walk under ladders and run from a black cat.
No. I can't think of the guy's name off the top of my head. He's well known, but he and his second in command were both burned at the stake, and he cursed several of the people that he knew were responsible for what had happened to him, and those people died not very long after that. But that's actually the story of Friday the 13th. Goes back to 1307.
All right, I'm having a little problem here with my screen. Hit the refresh on that. We'll take your calls. I'm sure that this is piquing a lot of people's interest. And we're here to ferret out the truth, folks, so we'll have at it today. 800-313-9443. Let me take Lee from Georgia. Hello, Lee.
Hey there, Mr. Stad Miller, and yes, I get your name right off the top of my head.
Tom Leach.
Leach. Okay, Leach. I like that name. I have a question for you. Since you brought up, Friday the 13th, which plays right into my question, but you're talking about the Jesuits and all of this. Now, I am still, for me, the jury is still out on this. I haven't made up my mind whether I believe it or not, but I've heard talk from some people who have done research into the Knights Templar, like I have, which we believe that they are what we now know as the Freemasons. I've heard talk that some people believe that the Jesuits were somehow connected with the creation of the Knights Templar. And, yeah, the Friday the 13th thing, I believe that actually took place on a Friday, which was the 13th. I forget. I want to say August or something like that. But it's interesting you brought that up. But I'm kind of curious, what do you think about the argument some people put forward that the Jesuits were partly involved in the creation of the Knights Templar? And I got work to do, so I'll be listening offline. Thank you, sir. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Lee.
Wonderful. That's one of the questions I've had for a long time, and I haven't found the answer to that. But it seems like the Knights Templar faded away, and then all of a sudden the Jesuits showed up. So, yes, I can see a connection there. One of the guys that I listen to the most is Jordan Maxwell, who's been studying this stuff for 50 years.
Yeah.
And Jordan, his website, you could spend 20 years on that thing and not go through everything. He is the most informative on the Jesuit order besides Eric John Phelps. But both of those people are very informed as far as all this is concerned.
Well, Tom, Eric John Phelps, I've interviewed him. I've also interviewed Jordan Maxwell as well. And I just didn't find it to be credible. I don't, you know, whether it's a page or whether it's 500,000 pages, it's still not washing with me. I mean, we don't see you know, the Pope of Rome saying that, hey, you know, this is going to be the seat of world government. No, that's they're trying to set that up in Jerusalem. You're going to have to go a hell of a long way to try to convince me that this is a Jesuit conspiracy.
It's not just a Jesuit conspiracy. Now, you got to understand a little bit more than that. I mean, go back to all the wars in Europe, all the way up to now. Do you think that the average man wants to be at war all this time? How many years has there been where we haven't been at war? And is that normal? Is that something that the average man wants to do? I don't think so. So to me, it's just like you were stating before, these wars are created. Now, where are they being created from? And to me, it leads to the church. Because, I mean, you can just look at the symbology of the church. They're not what they're giving the perception of what they are. There's an agenda behind the scenes.
Well, I understand the agenda. And like I said, good, bad, or indifferent, wearing the white hat, black hat, they don't care. Just as long, you gotta refresh that screen, Alex. Go ahead and hit that. If you don't hit refresh, it'll show all day on your screen, but I won't see nothing on mine. There we go. All right. Anthony in Michigan. Hello, Anthony. Anthony, you there?
Guess not.
There you are. Go ahead. I've got you now. Now I don't have you.
Well, that was me, John.
Now hold on, Tom. I just heard him. Hello, Anthony. Are you there? No, he's not there. He was a minute ago. All right. Let's go to the next one. Tony in Iowa. Hello, Tony. How you doing?
How are you?
Hi.
Hello, John. How are you?
Yes, sir.
This is actually Antonin Fiore from the Crimson Pill Show calling in.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a fantastic conversation, and I have to let you know that I've done actually a tremendous amount of research in this subject area myself. By tremendous, I mean literally no exaggeration, probably more than 150 books of reading, as well as countless hours in the subject matter. And I have to say that I'm in almost total agreement with your guest, Tom. One quick point of correction to make before I comment further. First, actually, Friday, October 13th of 1307 was not the day that Jack de Molay, the head of the order, was assassinated or murdered. Friday the 13th is the day that the Pope put out the order that all Templars were to be arrested and their assets seized. So that's the notion of the curse of bad luck of Friday the 13th.
Well, good thing I'm not a Knights Templar, huh?
Exactly. And it wasn't actually until March 18th of 1314, so it's 6.5 years later, that Jack de Molay was finally put to death. He, along with a couple of the other heads of the order, were tortured basically nonstop for that period of 6.5 years until they finally made the confessions, the forced confessions that they did. And it was while he was burning on the stake that Jack de Molay recanted his confession and then also uttered the curse that Tom was correct about. And the Pope himself, as well as the French monarch, the king, died within a matter of months following that event.
All right. Well,
if I could continue just a moment, John?
Yeah, go ahead.
As hard as it is to believe, yes, it is a Jesuit conspiracy.
I don't buy it. I don't know.
I'd like to get you started on the trail, my friend. The code of canon law, the Vatican canon law and the code of law, is easily ascertained on the web. As soon as you begin to read it, the various sections, the titles, the content of Vatican canon law, you'll quickly realize, my friend, based upon your own experience with maritime admiralty law, with this nefarious and horrific system of law that's being forced and imposed upon us a la fascism, that all stems from, its origin point is Vatican canon law and the code thereof.
Now, I can buy the Vatican canon law on the issue of how it morphed into admiralty law and what we see today. It's literally the law of the seas. And
right.
and what you said, Tom, was, you know, what's he sitting on? Well, what's the Pope chairs called in Rome?
The Holy See.
Yeah, the Holy See. You know, I'm not going to deny that there's a Vatican connection, but Anton, what I said earlier, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Yeah, where was Christ killed? Was that not in Rome? But who was it that saw him as a greater threat to the government and politics of that day? It wasn't to the Roman government. It was to the Pharisees. They had a pretty good, they sidled up pretty good to the Holy See or the Roman Empire, and they wanted things to bump along quite nicely the way they had it set up. The only reason that I could see that the scribes and the Pharisees wanted to hang Jesus Christ on the cross is it was a threat to their own teachings. Let's pick this up after the break. We'll be right back.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and costs, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Hi, we're back. Tom Leach is my guest, and joining in, Antonin Fiore. And I want to continue with the calls here, because quite frankly, I am not quite prepared to cover the Jesuit angle on this deal. Now, Antonin, you're in agreement here with Tom Leach, and I'm in disagreement with both of you, but be that as it may, there's room for disagreement on this program. Let me go to Robert in Nevada. Hello, Robert.
How you doing?
How you doing, gentlemen? I don't know where the money is, but I am a Knight Templar. Let me give you the background. I was in, your other callers were correct. I was in De Molay. I became a Knight Templar and the youngest Master Mason in California. And then as I grew older and started reading and reading, kind of voided myself of that. Wouldn't divulge any of the ritual, but I would see where it would be able in olden times, the Illuminists and those groups would be able to burrow in because with the handshakes and the ritual, they could identify one another, and it was a means of getting about undetected. But that was just a comment. I was calling in to tell you it was Jacques de Molay, but just for giggles, I'm looking at my my skin here on the wall in the frame of being a Knight Templar, so just wanted to let you know, but I don't know where the money is, guys.
Well, and just, Robert, from your experiences, if you were to push one button, yes for Jesuits or no for the Jews, I mean, where would you put this? Is Rome at the center of this, or is something new?
I've had long discussions. A buddy of mine from college, I've known for 39 years. His brother was pretty wild in school. The next thing you know, he was in the seminary. Make a short story long, or vice versa. He's had about the best left-wing education he had. He went to the Santa Clara, Oxford, and then as a lawyer out of Stanford, he was in the Jesuit order. Mm-hmm. And bailed right before he became ordained, and he and I have had many discussions on that. He would discuss it up to a point, and then we'd get in disagreement, but he's not necessarily opposed to some of these theories in terms of the historical aspect of it. He left for his own particular reasons, but I think it's, I've wondered this in all the reading I've done for years on a various number of subjects. I have to finally realize that these are spokes on the wheel. I'm trying to figure out where the hub is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Sir, are you a 33rd degree Mason?
No, I didn't rise to that level. So
you're 32nd degree.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So you weren't invited into the initiate or the inner circle?
No, by then I bailed. The more I read, I thought, see, it's one of these situations where I never saw it in the people that I knew, but in terms of ritual and everything else, and then you can see where some of this stuff come from, and I wondered, and then I just I went my own way with it. I haven't participated in years. I still have my sheepskin. I don't think I'll get buried in it, my apron, but because I haven't paid dues in a long time, nor will I. I don't want to participate anymore. But anyway, I just thought you'd get a giggle out at it. I went to the Scottish Rite Temple in Los Angeles and was inducted into the Knights Templar. So,
all right. Well, Robert, I appreciate your call.
All right.
They say confession is good for the soul. Anything that smacks of ritual or what I refer to them as being specialized little ring knockers. Never had a penchant, never have fascination for that. You know, we're joiners is what we are as a species. We like to be in the clubs, so to speak, but never appealed to me in any form or fashion, whether you were promised success or power or money or whatever you equated. Never appealed to me. I didn't come into this world a Mason or anything else, and I'm going out the same way. We'll be right back.
The next round of the worst